We have a little time for all the news that is. You know, I do all the news that isn't. That doesn't get much laugh. So I thought about all the news that is. It's probably a good thing. And most of it is around here. So there are some things going on here that make the news, but just barely. For example, Ozaukee County puts brakes on mountain bike park near shooting range. Seems like a good idea. 39 acres, county-owned land in the town of Fredonia. Potential location for a mountain bike park, but right on the frontage of the Sheriff's Department shooting range. So we're looking at that again. Here's one in Green Bay. Are you at Green Bay? Hey, Green Bay. A man accused of armed robbery and then arrested with the goods in the Brown County Jail parking lot has been convicted. WLUK-TV reports that in December, Brown County Sheriff's deputy spotted the vehicle sought in a gas station robbery later that day at the county jail work release center. This guy never made it as a getaway driver, I'll tell you. Sheriff's deputies say they went to take a look inside and allegedly found items reported to be stolen from the station. The owner of the vehicle was inside the visiting section of the building where he was arrested. Okay. That's why not everyone should be a criminal. You know, should be cut off for certain abilities. Oh, then there's this in Greenfield. The police were called in the dispute about a snow fence in Greenfield. A Greenfield resident called police to report her son was assaulted by a neighbor with a broom, and the neighbor flagged down a police car. A resident in the 5600 block, South 43rd, called police, said her neighbor struck her son with a broom and got snow inside of his truck. The neighbor left before police arrived at the residence, but flagged down an officer in 43rd and Layton, and he claimed that the caller's son threw a can at him and assaulted him with a broom. Police determined these complaints were part of an ongoing neighbor dispute, and the root of this particular problem seemed to be a snow fence between the two properties. Both the caller's son and the neighbors were given the option of both being arrested for disorderly conduct or dropping their complaints. They decided to drop their complaint. Nice to have the option. And there's this, you might have missed this, in Oshkosh, Arnold Schwarzenegger test drives Oshkosh military vehicles. Did you know that? Did you hear about that? Huh?
Our niece works there. She met him.
Oh, yeah, did she?
Yeah, she Facebooked it.
Oh, cool. And she got to meet him. Arnold the Terminator Schwarzenegger quietly slipped into town to test drive some of the military vehicles at Oshkosh Corporation. Company spokesman John Daggett says Schwarzenegger toured the manufacturing plant Tuesday, took a 13-ton mine-resistant ATV for a spin. Daggett says Schwarzenegger became acquainted with the Oshkosh military vehicles when the company entered a hybrid light concept vehicle in the Baja 1000 race across Mexican desert. And this all comes from Oshkosh. There's a little local pride here is what I'm trying to say. While Schwarzenegger might have hoped the test drive would lead to a purchase, Daggett tells Oshkosh Northwestern Media, the vehicles and their design are the property of the U.S. Department of Defense, and you can't buy them. So he was thwarted in his attempts, actually. I saw him drive. Was that when I saw him driving a tank or something? It was like a tank? Does it look like a tank? He was crushing some sort of small building. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger crushing a small building in a tank. And was that in Oshkosh? Oh, okay. Finally, and I mean that, a man accused of driving stolen nursing home van to Trigo strip club. An Eau Claire man is accused of stealing a nursing home van parked outside Sacred Heart Hospital, driving it to a strip club. Was charged Thursday in Eau Claire County Court with a felony count of operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Must have been a good dance, that's all I can say. He's free on signature bond. According to the criminal complaint, an employee of Dove Healthcare said he arrived in the hospital at January 30th to transport a resident. The employee said he parked the van at the main entrance, left the vehicle running because of frigid temperatures. Never leave a vehicle running near a strip club. That's number one. When the employee came out a few minutes later, the van was gone. Hospital surveillance video showed a man entering and driving away with the van. The state patrol later found the Dove Healthcare van at a strip club. A woman told troopers he picked her up earlier that day with the van and drove her to the strip club. She didn't think anything was wrong with it. It was a healthcare van. And they're going to a strip club in a healthcare van. I think that there's something to be said for that. He was with the woman, and Trooper found the keys in the van in his pocket. He could have ended up in some dancer's outfit. They're lucky they found the keys. Will Banks told authorities several days later he had no recollection of the day the van was taken because he was extremely intoxicated. There you have it. That's all the news that is. And you can't make this stuff up, is what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. By the way, thanks again to Mike Shorthorn for that. Bring that down to our level. And okay, then.
Shorthorn, I got it.
Mike Shorthorn, also known as Mike Arnold, by the way. Mike Arnold, he has some job here at the station. Not sure what it is, but I think he may be my boss. Mike Arnold. Not here anymore. He was right there, though. That's cool. His aura lingers.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh.
What do you think about that cheese controversy?
I don't know. Mixed feelings about it. I guess,
What are they mixed?
Well, they make the cheese there. I guess they can call it what they want, but they've been making it so long, it's kind of become a style. So, I don't know.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
Very well put.
Yeah. Maybe they could have something like, say like made in Parma. Is it Parmesan cheese made in Parma, or is it just Parmesan cheese?
How about real? Like we put real on ours.
Yeah. That's
real Parmesan cheese.
It means nothing.
Real means nothing to you?
No, on the labeling it doesn't.
Well, it means that it's not cardboard or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Put filler in that. Some of that Parmesan's got filler in there, So if it's real, it means no filler.
But I don't think they're just talking about the stupid little green things. I think they're talking about all,
types of Parmesan. Parmesan is a very nuanced cheese, I think is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I love Parmesan cheese.
And there are many Reggiano, types of Parmesan, and they're very nuanced, and they all have various flavors. They're very complex.
Really?
But that stuff in the green can is still Parmesan. I don't care what you say to me. I'm going to shake in a can of Parmesan because there's no other way of describing it. Anyhow, what are you going to play here?
It's called Half Nelson.
Half Nelson. Until then, Jeff Hammond on the bass.